Matthew chapter 6, Matthew chapter 6, I'll be reading verses 19 through 21, and out of reverence to God, please stand as this word is read. Matthew 6, beginning in verse 19. Don't store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves don't break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. You may be seated. We were looking at the previous verses about fasting on Sunday. And remember, fasting just means denial of yourself. You're almost always talking about fasting from food, but you can fast from different things. I'm going to fast from caviar. Don't eat it. No, that's not the kind of fast. That's not denying myself something I would normally do. But some people do fast like that. They say, well, I'm not going to do this. Well, you never did it before. Well, fasting, the issue here Jesus is talking about is who is your intended audience? Jesus has been addressing false faith people. And the word he's been using is hypocrites. Don't be like the hypocrites. The Pharisees are hypocrites. And the Greek word for hypocrite means mask wearer. So don't put on a fake face to make people think you're doing something when you don't really have the right attitude of heart. And he talked about giving to the poor. Don't do it to be seen by people. I didn't say don't give to the poor. In fact, he says give to the poor. And when you're praying, don't do it to be seen by people. And when you're fasting, don't do it to be seen by people. It says they try to put their faces all out of shape so you can see how uncomfortable they are when they're fasting. But it says, don't do your fasting to be seen by people. That doesn't mean nobody should know you're fasting, but don't make it a point, say, look at me, how religious I am in anything we do. But he says, your Father knows your heart, knows what's in secret. Focus on him. And now we come to your riches. It says, don't store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. Now, a key word there we often miss is for yourselves. Now, it doesn't say don't store up treasures, but don't store up treasures for yourself. Matter of fact, in 2 Corinthians 12:14, we're told parents are to store up for their children. Children are not to store up for their parents, but parents are to store up for their children. We also see in 2 Timothy 3:10 that the person that doesn't work should not eat. And in 2 Peter chapter 2, let's turn there, 2 Peter chapter 2, and then we'll go to James. 2 Peter chapter 2, and beginning in verse 1, there were indeed false prophets among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you. They will bring in destructive heresies, even denying the master who bought them, and will bring swift destruction on themselves. Many will follow their depraved ways, and the way of truth will be maligned because of them. They will exploit you in their greed with made-up stories. Their condemnation, pronounced long ago, is not idle, and their destruction does not sleep. And then look at verse 14, still in the same chapter. They have eyes full of adultery that never stop looking for sin. They seduce unstable people and have hearts trained in greed, children under a curse. They have gone astray by abandoning the straight path and have followed the path of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of wickedness. We are told there have been false teachers who are motivated by greed in the past, and we'll see them again. Doesn't take much thinking to think back of some of the televangelists that have been caught in their greed. I remember listening to one talking about they have 7 cars so they don't have to drive the 7th one every day. Or people that had asked people to donate money to them, and they're living an opulent lifestyle. There are other people that say, you give to me and you will get rich, or something along that line, teaching a wealth and prosperity gospel. God has not called us to be wealthy by following him, but some people are wealthy who follow him. Some people are called to be poor. It's up to God. Job, listen, if you remember Job, got a whole book written with his name, and Job was never told the things going on, but Job was an example of trusting God. And in the end, after all the trials that Job went through, God blessed him with abundant wealth. Job was a man that had his heart right. When all the bad things were happening, Job said, should I accept good from God and not bad? God's in charge. His wife told him to curse God and die. No, I'm not going to do that, he says. Proverbs chapter 6. Oh, I said we're going to go to James first. James chapter 5. Lana was giving me that look. You haven't gone to James yet. James chapter 5. Come now, you rich people. Weep and wail over the miseries that are coming on you. Your wealth has rotted and your clothes are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver are corroded and their corrosion will be a witness against you and will eat your flesh like fire. You have stored up treasures in the last day. Here, James is echoing what Jesus said in our passage in Matthew. And we're going to go to Proverbs chapter 6. So go ahead and pass Matthew, go to Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 6 and verse 6. Go to the ant, you slackard. Observe its ways and become wise. Without leader, administrator, or ruler, it prepares its provisions. Excuse me, in summer, it gathers its food during harvest. So, in our passage, where it says, do not store for yourselves treasures in heaven, or treasures on earth, but store for treasures in heaven, it doesn't say prepare, do not prepare for a rainy day. It doesn't say do not prepare for the season when you'll need things. But it says don't store up for yourselves treasures on earth. Jesus an example. There we go. Luke chapter 12. About a man who was storing up more than he needed. Luke 12 and verse 16. And Luke 16, 12 is not it. Luke 12, 16. Luke chapter 12, beginning verse 16. I went to the wrong chapter. I went to 16, 12. Okay. Luke 12, 16. Then he told them a parable. A rich man's land was very productive. He thought to himself, what should I do since I don't have anywhere to store my crops? I will do this, he said. I'll tear down my barns and build bigger ones and store all my grain and my goods there. Then I'll say to myself, you have many goods stored up for many years. Take it easy. Eat, drink, and enjoy yourself. But God said to him, you fool, this very night your life is demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, whose will they be? That's how it is with the one who stores up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. So back in our passage in Matthew, it says, do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth. And the literal Greek there is, don't treasure treasures. It uses a Greek word from which we get the word thesaurus, which is a collection, a storing up of words and their meanings. It's not a dinosaur with a weird number of scales. Okay. And where moth and rust do not destroy. Now, you can go down to Walmart, JCPenney, go get your clothes off the rack. Well, in the time that Jesus was speaking, it didn't happen that way. Everything was handmade. And you didn't just go to easily clothes. They were an investment. And the amount of clothes you had was viewed as a sign of your wealth. Now, some people had different materials. The most wealthy people had wool clothing. Moths love wool. And the moths would eat the clothing. And so you would have clothing that wasn't usable. And where rust destroys, and that corrosion there, word that's translated destroy is the same way word that is used where the Pharisees disfigure their faces when they're fasting. They've destroyed the good look of their face to be something that you go, ooh, what's that? Well, it says, don't store it for yourselves treasures where moth and rust are a problem, or where thieves break in and steal. The little Greek word there is dig a hole. And it is because houses were clay, and so if you're going to break in, you dig a hole through the wall. And the word in Greek for burglar is wall digger. So a wall digger is a burglar. Someone who digs through a wall, that's how thieves get in. But he says, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Do not store up treasures on earth, but do store up treasures in heaven. You don't have to worry about moths. You don't have to worry about rust. Moth-eating clothes and rusty material is a sign of the curse. The curse is gone in heaven. And thieves do not break in and steal. You know, some of the TV shows and movies that are most popular are those that where people are breaking into something that's not supposed to be able to be broken into. Well, nobody's going to break into heaven. God has a security system where nobody gets in because he knows who's there, and he's the only way you can get in. You only come in through Jesus Christ. And then it tells us in verse 21 the key. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. What's most important to you? In 1 Timothy chapter 6, it tells us we have brought nothing into this world and we can take nothing out of it. In Proverbs 23 verse 4, it tells us don't wear yourself out trying to get rich. We need to focus on putting treasures in heaven. What's the one thing we cannot do in heaven? That's tell somebody about Jesus Christ. So the treasures we can store up are those we told about Jesus Christ that are there. Things we do to please God are treasures that we store up in heaven. And the greatest treasure is the lives of men that heard the message, that saw the testimony of our lives. We might never have said a word. I remember a man in Sydney, Australia. Now, I didn't see him. I just heard the story of him. He would stand on the corner and tell people, are you going to heaven or to hell when you die? Think about it. Toodaloo. And that would be it. Well, this evangelist heard about it. And he started using that example in his evangelistic messages as he went around the world. And he says, there was always someone that comes up and said, I met that man. I couldn't get the question out of my head. I came to the Lord because of him. Well, one day the evangelist had an opportunity to go to Sydney. He wanted to find this guy. He couldn't find him. Went to the street corner where he's supposed to be. He asked somebody, I heard the story about this guy that was on the street corner saying, are you going to heaven or hell when you die? Think about it. Toodaloo. Pastor took him there to that man. He was sick. The evangelist told the man how all over the world people had said they'd come to Christ because of his question. The man said, I never knew anybody ever became a Christian. He had planted seeds. He never saw the fruit. But his question resonated throughout the world. What you do, what you say, has an impact on others. Let your testimony be pleasing to God and store up your treasures in heaven. Stand with me for our closing prayer. Dear God, thank you for this time we could be here. I thank you for your love for us. I thank you that you show us where we should put our treasures. Let us not store up on earth, but store in heaven our treasures, and let our heart be in heaven, not on earth. In Jesus' name.